all this, yeah? Mind only school, yeah? Mine, oh yeah, this is a good idea, yeah. So yeah. Usually we say mind only school, yeah. Mind only school means every phenomena is like kind of a same identity of mind, yeah. Do this is or same entity of mind, yeah. Same entity of mind means what does same entity mind? Same entity of mind. Just like we mentioned like that, it's a little bit different from the sutra. Like we say like table. Which table is a particular object of my eye consciousness? Particular object of my eye consciousness. Yeah? But like sutra, yeah, sutra, particular object of my eye consciousness, table, yeah, is like cause of my eye consciousness. Yeah, particular object of my eye consciousness is cause of, like we say, objective condition of my eye consciousness. Yeah, also is cause of my eye consciousness. But mind only school doesn't assert the table object of your eye consciousness, not condition objective of your eye consciousness or cause of your eye consciousness. They don't assert. Yeah. Because object of my eye consciousness is exists there when subjective of my eye consciousness. Yeah? It means when this table, objective of my eye consciousness is exists there when imprint, what do you say, rises, yeah? When imprint ripen, then a object of table will exist there. But that's what we say, particular object of my eye consciousness. Particular object of my eye consciousness is not object of your eye consciousness, yeah? That's what we say. We see like, just like when we see in the glass of water, somebody see like water, somebody see like nectar, somebody see like blood, because everybody have different kind of perspective of different perspective of consciousness or different perspective of eye consciousness, yeah, different imprint. Yeah, that's what you say. But table is easy there, but object of my eye consciousness, particular object of my consciousness, table that doesn't exist since my eye consciousness is not exist, or since my eye consciousness is not exist, yeah? How to say? Maybe you share some idea, because just like don't look at me like or something, you know. Just like share what you know about like mind only school, yeah. Mind only school. So something idea, you know. Mind only school. What do you think? Because if no translator, it's difficult for me, yeah, to explain. So mind only school. You say mind only school means all phenomena same entity of the same entity of the mind, yeah? So mind only school doesn't assert the external established phenomena. Yeah, sutra assert external established phenomena. Yeah, what is different? What do you think? Yeah, this idea you can share, and then we do like discuss and go slowly. You know, if you just listen only I talk, then it's very difficult to learn. You know, so what do you think? Yeah. Sutra, we say like sutra, assert, they assert the external established things. Mind only school doesn't assert external established things. In mind-only school, devoid of external established things is the subtle emptiness. That's what you call this. It's emptiness, devoid of external established external things. Devoid of, yeah? External established things is the emptiness. Why they don't assert mind-only school? Why mind-only school doesn't assert external established things? Before I mention that, mind, why we learn mind only school? For what? We say mind only school is deeper than the sutra, yeah? Mind-only school is really kind of method to understand emptiness when you get in middle school. Get idea to middle school is really kind of like step. If you really want to get in middle school, if you really want to get idea from the middle school, we really have to know the mind-only school. In middle school, we're talking about last time emptiness. Yeah, if you really don't have an idea about the mind only school, it's very difficult to the difficult to understand the emptiness. Yeah, so even in mind only school, assert the selflessness of a person, or tennis, they assert the selflessness of a person. Yeah, yeah, selflessness of a person. Yeah. Also, I mentioned that method, advantage of talking about, what is the purpose of talking about selflessness as a person, I already mentioned, yeah? What is the purpose of talking about selflessness as a person? We mentioned that, yeah? Purpose of talking about selflessness as a person and purpose of talking about selflessness as a phenomena. Yeah? Purpose of talking about selflessness as a person is for abandon the self-grasping. Yeah, self-grasping is abandonment of, like in sutra, in a mind-only school way, self-grasping is abandonment of the Hinayana, according to the mind-only school, okay? Then, with the self-phenomena, self talking about self phenomena is for abandon the grasping self phenomena, like opposite of emptiness, like yeah, opposite of emptiness, grasping of self phenomena. Yeah, grasping of self phenomena is the kind of abandonment of the what do you say? It's like obstacle. Like, okay, grasping of self phenomena is the like obscure of attaining enlightenment. Yeah, self grasping is the obscure of the attaining arhat. arhat state in mind-only school. Yeah, because when you get in arhat hinayana, yeah, in hinayana they have two types of arhat. Yeah, in hinayana, according to mind-only school, hinayana has two. Okay, in sutra Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra, okay, don't assert the Hinayana. But mind only school is Hinayana, but mind only school assert Hinayana. Mind only school is Mahayana, yeah? But mind only school assert the Hinayana. Assert, they accept. Yeah, they say like only in middleway school, yeah? In middleway school, like middleway school, they accept Hinayana, yeah? But they are Mahayana, yeah? They're talking about the Hinayana, they are like 15 paths, yeah? This is the first teaching, Buddha's teaching, and first Dharma teaching. There are two teaching, like Dobi Chogo, Lung Chogo is like teaching of will of Dharma teaching and the will of the realizing teaching, something. Will of realizing teaching. Will of realizing teaching, yeah? Dobi Chogo. There are two will, yeah? Two Dharma will. What are two Dharma will? No. First, when start first Dharma will, they're like Dharma will, teaching of Dharma will, and then what? Yeah, realization of Dharma will, yeah? Realization of Dharma will, what? What are they mentioning? What are realizing of Dharma will? What are the realizing of Dharma will? Include realizing of Dharma will, we're talking about three training, 15 paths. Okay, now here I have school that like question like Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra. Do Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra assert 15 paths or not? Assert, yeah? It's clear about assert, yeah? Assert, they say assert or how to say? Assert or how to say this? Accept, yeah? Accept or assert. I usually hear in this like term, they assert, yeah? Yeah, like 15 paths, yeah? There are 15 paths, yeah? Yeah, Abhidhamma Kosha, yeah. I mean question like Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra. Do Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra accept 15 paths or not? You don't know 15 paths, yeah? That's a problem. Yeah, hearing, five hearing paths, and five solitary realizer paths, five Hinayana, Mahayana paths, yeah? Five Mahayana paths, yeah? Now here my question, do Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra accept or assert 15 paths or not? Whatever you come, your idea, just guess, come. It's okay. What do you think? Just like school, who going to say SF? Who going to know SF? Like this? Yeah. Yeah, Abhidhamma Kosha, yeah? Abhidhamma Kosha only talking about only 10 paths, yeah? Do Abhidhamma Kosha accept Hinayana path? Hinayana path? Why? Yeah, you say yes, good, yeah. Easy. Yeah, what do you think, Mendy, what do you think? Abhidhamma Kosha accept Hinayana or not? Yeah, Abhidhamma Kosha. Is Abhidhamma tenet, yeah? How do you say it? Yeah, Hinayana, yeah. In the soldier pad. Clear. This question, yeah. Yeah, 10 path, because they don't accept like Hinayana path, yeah? Because they don't accept, if they path Hinayana, because they have to really accept like kind of object of Hinayana. Like Hinayana, when what is Hinayana's action? What is Hinayana's duty? Like bodhicitta mind, and then like get in, meditate on the like kind of emptiness, self phenomena, yeah? Yeah. Usually we say Hinayana means great, yeah? Mahayana, sorry. Mahayana, yeah? They don't accept like Mahayana, yeah? Why they don't accept Mahayana? Yeah, because we have to know like kind of step of Mahayana, yeah? When you get in Mahayana, like compassion, then bodhicitta mind, then when you get like path of preparation, there will no emptiness. Like in middle way, like in a passing of consequence, yeah, all path of preparation, when you get in stage of path of preparation, there will know the emptiness, yeah. Then like we say like kind of method and wisdom. Yeah? In Mahayana, when you get in stage like you when attain in Latin, you have to union, yeah? You have to union method and wisdom. What are the wisdom? Wisdom is wisdom of emptiness, wisdom of self phenomena. Understand which wisdom understands self phenomena, yeah? First, in path of preparation, understand wisdom that we call like kind of inferential value consciousness. Then, in path of preparation, there are kind of few levels, yeah? To say more Zopa Chuchu, okay, I don't make want to make you confused. When you get path of, usually, it is not sure path of accumulation in Mahayana, understanding the emptiness. But when you get in path of preparation, you will understand emptiness by conceptual mind. Okay? Then, this understanding of emptiness improve, and become like direct perceiver of understanding emptiness. It will call path of sin. Yeah? When you get path of sin, then, antidote to the intellectual grasping self. Start to antidote to intellectual grasping self. Then you get a path of meditation, yeah? Start to antidote to the innate self-grasping self. Innate self-grasping self has kind of 9 level, yeah? Yeah, just like this. This way, like this. Because it's like Hinayana, like our sutra, then Abhidhamma Kosha, Hinayana. They don't assert, they don't accept Mahayana. way of Mahayana, asserting. Even they don't assert Mahayana because they don't assert self phenomena, yeah? Do they assert self phenomena or not? They don't assert self phenomena, yeah? Yeah. They don't assert selflessness phenomena. They said all phenomena are self phenomena. Self phenomena. Yeah. Also they say, okay, they accept self phenomena, yeah? They assert self phenomena. They don't assert selflessness phenomena, yeah? Why? Also because they assert all kind of external, like kind of particle, like because all like kind of forms produced by kind of particle things, yeah? That's one reason. Yeah, that's why. Okay, in mind-only school, when you get in mind-only school, middle-way school, those all are part of Mahayana. Mahayana, yeah? Mahayana. Mahayana, they assert like Hinayana. They assert, they explain Hinayana. Like if we say mind-only school, yeah? In mind-only school, talking about 15 paths. Paths. 15 paths, yeah? Because why mind-only school talking about 15 paths? Why? Now it's come because mind-only school talking about 15 paths because mind-only school assert two types of selflessnesses. Yeah? Coarse selflessnesses and subtle selflessnesses. Yeah? Coarse selflessnesses we call selflessnesses a person. Subtle selflessnesses is like it refers to the emptiness. Selflessness is a phenomena. Subtle selflessnesses. Yeah, just like with the subtle selflessnesses is this term, okay, but like they assert a selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena. Yeah? Selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena. Selflessness is a person is which one is the object of understanding the Hinayana. 10 paths of Hinayana, yeah? Then understanding the selflessness phenomena or understanding the emptiness is the object or purpose of the Mahayana. Yeah? Now here talking about like in a, it's a little bit different because now here we're talking about the like view of mind-only school. What is the view of mind-only school? Yeah, usually mind-only school like they say like three phenomena. Yeah, Jianwan is a dependent phenomena. Yondu, how to say Yondu? Absolute. There are three phenomena. She's tired. Yeah, there are three phenomena. You see. Oh, thoroughly established then? Yeah. Imputation nature? Yeah, imputation nature. Yeah. Three, yeah. What are three? Other power? Yeah, then? Imputation of nature, yeah. Imputation phenomena, they say, yeah? Three, yeah? Can you say this? Three. Yeah, that's we, because like, in Buddha teaching, first Dharma teaching, yeah? First Dharma wheel, second Dharma wheel, third Dharma wheel, yeah? First Dharma wheel talking about what? According to the Hinayana way, yeah? What is the disciple of fruit Dharma will? Is disciple, yeah? How to say? What are the disciple of first Dharma will? Then second disciple, yeah? This is, yeah? First Dharma will. What are the disciple of first Dharma will? Hinayana, with the Abhidhamma Goja and Sutra, yeah? What are the second? Mahayana. What? Middle. Yeah. Now can you, okay, I have like a little bit wake you up, if you're tired, yeah? How Mahayana become the disciple of second Dharma will? How? Because in second Dharma will, say like this, all phenomena are like we say, non-exist, yeah? Yeah, not inherently existence, yeah? Not inherent existence, but autonomy. Autonomy, yeah? Autonomy, middle way school, assert all phenomena inherent existence, yeah? Yeah, they assert the inherent existence. Existence. Middle way school said, all phenomena are inherent existence. Okay? But past thinker consequence say all phenomena are not inherent existence. This is the own based on the emptiness. They like. Okay, then if you're not sure, like, what are the different way of asserting the emptiness between autonomy, middle way school, and passing consequence? No, that's why this idea come from the also mind only school talking about the third Dharma will, yeah? Hello, Nimala.
Hello, Tushir Rumche.
Oh, Nimala, Tashi Deli. That's also the same thing. 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 All the shin is tinza. Tanga sugi sent some bada, umaba dusu kanlaya. Tomba nikala, jessa de. Kuzuki jabba jessa tusanda udi. Gonda dang. Rangi tini tuma du, ranje tuma du lajura. Tusa dikala tuguris. Tinza ye kolo tamek nalolaya. Charon su getcha tread the deans. Umaba, uma ranjuba the tenjua nigi. Tomba nin dodan la cheba manda kari is edi. Tusa de.
The proponent of the mind-only school belongs to the last turning of the wheel of the Dharma, teachings of the last turning of the wheel of the Dharma. So we speak about three characters. Three characters here refers to the other power character and the thoroughly established character and so those three characters are are then divided into whether they exist intrinsically or they are mere imputed. So there are three characters. Let me repeat once again. Other powers are thoroughly established in imputed character. So now here, the reason why we're mentioning about this is here. Now, there are explanations, or there are actually discussions on how the three characters are presented and how this is really demonstrated regarding their nature and regarding their existence and so forth. And there are some that are intrinsically existence, some that lack the intrinsic existence, and so forth. So we really need to understand the three characters and their the mode of existence of the three characters on the basis of my knowledge school understanding of that is very important. So because of this understanding, this will then transcend oneself to the understanding of the lack of intrinsic identity and lack of true existence of phenomena. In other words, enables one to understand what is meant by the emptiness. So it is very important, because if you know how those characters work, how those the existence of the characters, three characters, will then eventually enable you to transcend yourself to the understanding of emptiness based on the Madhyamaka's standpoint, particularly the Madhyamaka Prasangika's. Therefore, without which that we will not have, if you do not have a concept or you do not have the actual understanding of emptiness, the intrinsic lack of intrinsic reality or lack of intrinsic identity and so forth, then our practice of meditating on emptiness become mere word, mere name. Because whenever we recite the sadhanas and so forth, it begins with the empty of intrinsic reality, empty of intrinsic identity. So if you lack the understanding of all this, then you will not have the proper understanding of emptiness.
ओ दुजी अनि ता गासु दनि शेयर दले या दि पेन नलो ले ता सिन सम बि याव मंबु जिदु तिन जा जी सिन सम ना देम बना जम बस मंबु जिदु ता छम शे मगु बजे तंग ये खजां कों द शे सेम सम बा से ये खजां दन टंग हम द गासु पे जे जि जे बशु सा ता कम दा सेम सम बा से दि जी सें की दानी चो चुदां दा अनि चियो तम जी अनि जी की पाचा से द बि टुगरी सेन सम बे त लया द गासु deshi jab tsar na da dhani na sen tsambi dawa la jangba ina pento yo ba da dhan dhani na da sen tsambi korang yu dhutan da wudi dawa da kar reis da tomo nga zu yi sen tsambi dhashi dawa da kar reis ani nga zu dhari di kang la ya ani nga zu dhasi ni ani deshi na wudu jaya yis sen tsambi dawa de
So we talked about what is meant by Manoli school or the Chitta Matran or the Sem Tsampa. We talked about our last teachings and how why the Manoli school actually propounds or accepts all things are mere entity of mind, and everything that appears to oneself, whether it is subject or it is object, it appears to oneself because of the clarity of, or the manifestation of one's own, the latency or the baksha or the imprints. So therefore, stating this philosophical standpoint of Manoli school is very, very beneficial. So now when we go through the actual text, we find there are many divisions of the Manoli schools, the true expectorants and the false expectorants and so forth. But I'm not going to go through all of that. But rather, you know, I will just stick to one particular point, which is the actual view of these Manoli schools. What is the actual view that is held by the Manoli school? So here, the actual disciples of the third turning of the wheel of the Dharmas, the Buddha's third turning of the wheel of the Dharmas, are the Chittamatrans. And the philosophical standpoint of Chittamatra schools. And so, therefore, Buddha have given this particular teaching specifically designed for, you know, or the suited for those disciples, the proponent of mind on the school, disciples of the proponent of mind on the schools. And so then when it comes to the Manoli schools, the understanding of those three characters are very, very, very essential. It's very, you know, crucial for one to understand the three characters, such as Xiangwang, which is the other power phenomena, and then Yongdup, which is a thoroughly established, you know, phenomena. Kunda is an imputational, you know, phenomena. So, so these three are what is called the three characters, you know, defined by the three character defined by the three this Manoli schools. And so here now, what is meant by Xianwang or the other powers. So for there are different, you know, many explanations, different explanations is found in a different text for the other power. But in brief, if one is you know, take this other powers, explanation of other powers lucidly, in a very lucid form, then one should understand the compositional factor. The composite phenomena are said to be other factors, other power phenomena. Because why it is called other power phenomena is because their very existence is dependent upon other causes and conditions. And so here, all the compounded phenomena are said to be the other power because all the compounded phenomena are coming into being or coming into existence dependent upon other causes and conditions, other factors. So therefore, it is called other powers phenomena. And then here, the next character is what is known as Yongdu, which is thoroughly established phenomena. So in other words, this has the name thoroughly established phenomena is, you know, literally referring to the emptiness. So we find in the text, but emptiness, suchness, thusness, mode of existence of phenomena and so forth are all, you know, synonymous. They are, you know, it has the same, it carries the same, you know, concept of same meanings. In other words, those are all synonymous. So therefore, this refers to the emptiness. So then here, the main explanation or the main discussion that we will find is when it comes to the explanation of what is meant by the kunta, or that is the imputations. Because to have a proper understanding of emptiness must be understood on the basis of what is meant by kunta. You know, how the kunta is actually, you know, comprehended. Based on this, having the proper understanding of what is meant by kunta, what is meant by this, you know, imputational phenomena, will eventually lead oneself to understand what is meant by emptiness.
This is the short on Jebat Gangla, short on Chelji Gangla, Sivaina, Tatangasogita, Digna Lolaya, Kosogi Demani is the Shimuda, Sensambegata, Demani Shimu de Zambalaya, Tandan Sensambe Yamamujita, Nasu da Shimugoje, Tandanin Alolaya, Nasogi Jiwa, you want to conduct some shizo. That's Sunday. That kind of demba ni nalo ba duba da. That yonju sing it, yonju sing it, ane ngazu ge that kind of tongba ni la ya. That tongba ni de tuanji ba jaso. Ane kunda dang xianhua sing it, ane kunzu dembi nalo la ya. O ba duba.
So if you look at the page 18, which is at page 18, show ge song ba.
Lazo.
Page 18, so you will find the explanation on the two truths. So the two truths based on this particular school, the Manolis schools. And so there you will find, because regardless of whether that is thoroughly established or imputational phenomena or the, you know, other powers phenomena. So all of them are actually encapsulated within the two truths. So then which characters that belongs to the category of the conventional truth, and what kind of character that belongs to the, you know, belongs to the in ultimate truths.
Oh, did you that? Since I'm like a chur candy in by Naya, that assumes as a tea nalula, maduvachi, your mare. In the tea nalula, maduvachi, or maybe in the summer tea nalula, duver, some the nalula, duver, maduvichi, your mother.
According to the minority schools, everything that exists must be included within those three characters. Without, there's no such, you know, phenomena that exists, you know, without belonging to one of those three characters.
That is something as to divine, that kind of, and it goes to them, but you don't them, but sing it in all that you don't get to the carina, some goes to the Nazandino, Jindo, Jaso, goes to the Matunda, Dema Nalulea, Sumanding, Yomar, that means that the Ninia, Chosunga Tinalo, Duba Inza, Tuta Kumale, Tiba Chimbolea, goes to them, but you don't, them, but see a day. Kunzo demba tenda demba said the Kunzo the tenda said the Dija Dishi Lolea Lodilea Jaci Lotingolea demba da Mademba Lotig Tomba Nanjingi Tunla Neba the name Dus Lotig Tomba Nanjingi Tunla name Meba Jimalna Saint Sambeg Zumba Tus Lodakanda Lotingola Tomba Nanjingi name Dus Nanjingi Zumba Tu Otelea Kunzo demba Pena Marazo Melonagi Chijing is Zunia de Lea Melonagi Chijing is Zunia de Lea Senza Susuchio Rangawa Marazo Daya Melonagi Chijing is Zunia de Chijing imba Nagri de Chijing imba Namba Najigi Chijing imba Tuaris Utinza Logi Kanawa de Kuane Namba da Meba Inza and Kole Kunzo Dembazan Utinji Tadi ya Jiji Tiba Chimbulea That in a turn down the ambassador of the summer, also no money, you do the chanson. Turn down the ambassade, logi can number de, number Najigi, answer the next nigger, turn by Delaya, and it turned down the ambass. Marazachi, muddy, mean by the number ina, or Tara, mean by number Najigi, answer the mean by now, turn the mean by. What the next daganda, answer the next turn by Delaya, turn down the ambass. Is a conso demba, turn down the ambassade daganda, long on the jagoda.
So,
Lonangi ting will I den the Madense. What things are that dinalo lay a chew sundi? Jiwan yon to conda sundi? Conda them at another. What did
so? According to the school, that as we spoke earlier, that everything that exists must be included within the three characters, and then three characters too. Must be included within the two truths. So the two truths, you know, the conventional truth and then ultimate truths. Conventional truth and ultimate truths are explained based on the subjective mind. Subjective mind, how the particular mind actually perceives its particular object. So it is based on how the particular, you know, subjective mind that perceived objective mind, objective phenomena, then that differentiates the two different phenomena, whether it belongs to whether that belongs to the conventional truth or whether it belongs to the ultimate truths. So here the conventional truth is the conventional truth. Why the way the actually defines the way the identify the conventional truth is the way that appears to your mind. And if the things that exist, if the things that does not exist as it appears to your own mind. Your own particular mind is said to be the conventional truth, and it is also called the falsely established phenomena, zumba duba, or the falsely established phenomena. because it is why it is called as a falsely established phenomena or the conventional truth is that particular object or whatever it is does not exist as it appears to its subjective mind. And so therefore it is called conventional truth or the falsely exist phenomena. Just as the reflection of your face appears in the mirrors, and the reflection of the face that appears in your in the mirror does not exist as it appears to your as it appears to one's consciousness. So therefore, it is a first established existence, first established phenomena, or it is the conventional truth. So then, when it comes to the ultimate truth is the phenomena that exists as it appears to your appears to the mind or the mind or consciousness. It things that appears, things that actually exist as it appears to its own its consciousness is said to be the ultimate truths. For instance, when you when a person appears to yourself, appears to one's own mind, and the person actually exists as it appears to your mind, as a person.
Oh, did you that the chusum the sin some big daganda? Send some in the egg daganda chusum loach. Daganda chusum slows a jaw into conda sundi.
Send you some sunrims.
You which has this jaw into conda sundi.
So, is it clear to you guys about the three characters of three characters? Other power phenomena, impetitional phenomena, and thoroughly established phenomena.
Other power phenomena is pure, is clear, yeah? It's like table. First, okay, we say like this table is other power phenomena, yeah? Other power. Other power means it relies on something to other, rely on cause and condition to exist. Other power phenomena, yeah? Then truly established phenomena is thoroughly, yeah?
Thoroughly.
Established phenomena is really in different terms, but it's emptiness. Thoroughly means it absolutely existed. It means why they say thoroughly means completely exist to the meditative exercise. He is a thoroughly slowed somebody. Yons slowed somebody. Yons to was a kanda. Chat somebody. Touch it. Down the papi nyaja. I should want two bodies or that kanda. Yons two slowed layer.
Why it is called thoroughly established phenomena is because it actually established as it is as it appears to the wisdom of meditative equipoise of the Arya beings.
Chidangi yontu sled sambale tomba ni jiba chijanda tomba ni na yontu ingore yontu ina tomba ni ingore.
So now this is a very is a synonymous, you know, yontu or the thoroughly established in emptiness are synonymous. If it is thoroughly established, speaking about this particular school, okay, if it is thoroughly established, it should be emptiness. If it is emptiness, it should be thoroughly established.
Okay, emptiness sled sambale ngaso tomba ni sled sambale kuni jiba rede. Me kakarede, Tombani slotu sambale, you korangi, Gaja tone, Pajo Gaja kabichani, Gaja korangi, you korang on the deshi jongres. Yontu slotu sambalea, Kotombani ride, Pajo yijing on the deshi jongres. Yijing on it. Tombani la yijing on the deshi jongres. Things are, don't Tombani jibber.
So this is, In essential meaning of those two are similar, right? But there's a different term. You know, the different term is given based on one is more on the objective side, one is more on the subjective side. How the subjective mind that understands emptiness. And then when it comes to the emptiness, we're talking more about the object. You know, how the object of negation is negated. And to establish an emptiness, there needs to be something that needs to be negated to establish emptiness. So when we speak about the emptiness, it is more about it is relevant more towards, you know, objective side, such as, you know, negating its object of negations, refutations, and so forth. But when it comes to the thoroughly established, we're talking about emptiness. We're actually talking about emptiness more relevant to the subjective mind.
yulan debu gi mi daba debu la ji gi mi daba yula yuchi gi mi daba yuchi la yu gi mi daba la jo ra yu di yuchi ngun de chi jo ge yuchi de yu ngun de chi jo ge ma bu ji de yo res.
So you will find in the text sometime, you know, the result, the name of the result is given to the cause, and the object, name of the object of given to the subject, and so on and so forth. So you will find, you know, different connotations, and it carries a different meanings of given the name in a different phenomena.
Oh, that the yontu, that kind of yontu is a tumbanyes, da.
Yontu is emptiness, or the thoroughly established is emptiness.
Da, ngazu sensambale tumbanyes di guade. Quadro Zoso cani legis lo do sambaleta, conda it on in deshi, conda singido. Ting deshi the mother civil codes. Ting on yet other conto charans let Joshua. Colo papa in Nalo laya, Giranji, Madu, Chutan Giranji, Madu, Batensia lag, Ranji, Tuda, Madu lajora. O the garsena, Kosuki conda daya, and the conda conda, Losho dojilea. Teaching that Kosuki, Chutanji, that conda, the Ranji, Tuma, the Tikalaya. Tomani. Tikan
So here, understanding of impositional phenomena is very, very important. Because without, you know, understanding this, impositional phenomena, then emptiness will not be understood. For instance, if you look at that. The second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, where it, you know, teaches about how things are empty of intrinsic reality, how things does not exist in and of itself, and so forth. So in order to have a proper understanding of the empty of intrinsic reality, of empty of intrinsic identity, and so forth, we need to understand impositional factors. So when we speak about the impositional factors, suddenly we're speaking about how things are labeled, mere labeled by concept and term and concepts. Mere labeled by concept and term, the mere here has a key point. It carries a significant, you know, meanings, the mere concept, you know, which are the mere will is actually indicates what is to be negated and what is to be refuted. So therefore, you know, understanding of this, how things are actually mere labeled by concept and, you know, the term. It's very, very essential. So then the people look at the higher, you know, philosophical tenets such as Madhyamaka Prasangika's standpoint of defining the emptiness, or sorry, the phenomena, the existence of phenomena. Every phenomena are mere, imputed by the concept and the term. There's no such phenomena that exist in and of by itself. There's no such phenomena that exist intrinsically by its own right, by virtue of its own sight. So then when it comes to the Madhyamaka's Svatantika schools, then they accept the unity, the combination of both. Not mere imputed by the concept and term, but also there is a sudden, you know, existence by virtue of its own sight, the object's sight. It's also imputed by the concept, as well as the existence from the virtue of its own sight. So there's a combination of both.
Oh, did you? That's in some way, then you can learn. Kunda said, Tumani said, Kanda Kunda, some said, some day Kanlaya, since I'm a carriage load to Zambalaya, to beg him, Mataba, Pen and Dushegi chew to the Kanga. Dushegi chew to the Kanga. Tobegi tats on my imbaco, Tobegi tapats on Maris, Korong on the Tahara, you Korong on the 2 degrees. Kunda chew, Pen and Dumashegi chew. Ja, duma chegi chu emptiness tomba ni maing e dzo a tomba ni da ani ji yewa de ne gi du chegi chu maing e dzo ji gi to be gi pata ba zo ro ma do to be gi ma da ba ni na krong ne du yo ma res ja
de
lo gor dan du chegi chu be na chu zo ro ji ja ba ni na sen zo be gi chu zo ko ro to be ta na da to be ma ta ba da na ko din du as ja
So then, here, when it comes to the Manoli schools, the compositional phenomena, such as, cause and effect and so forth, are said to be not a mere imputed by concept and term, but rather they exist by virtue of its own sight. So, it doesn't need, in order for that particular phenomena coming into existence, doesn't need any, additional factor of, labeled by the concept and the term or name, but rather it exists by virtue of its own sight. It exists its own right, in other words, by virtue of its own sight, in and of itself. So therefore, It is not imputed phenomena. For instance, the table in front of me, the table, the very existence of the table exists. That doesn't require, existence of table doesn't really require any concept. To level this table, to make this table exist, doesn't require any concept that imputes this table. Doesn't really require any kind of term that imputes this table to become this table as existence. So therefore, it is not an imputational phenomena. So then, the what is imputational phenomena here in this particular tenets, the standpoint of Maimonides school is such as the space and other permanent phenomena, something that cannot be seen by our own, direct conceptions, something that have in our concept. We cannot really touch and see directly, but rather with something that we have in our concept, such as space and other, phenomena are said to be imputational phenomena. Here again, except emptiness, okay? Emptiness is not an imputational phenomena in this particular school. It doesn't say that it's imputational phenomena because it is thoroughly established. So it is not an imputational phenomena. Rather, it is a ultimate phenomena and a true existence and so forth.
If you really want to understand emptiness, tomba ni la kwa cha go ba ina, kolo bata sun nalu la tsue dia dia, kolo bata sun tsue ba tsue dia sama, rangin ji tu da madu, rang sin ji tu da madu, demba tu da madu, se digan la tsue dira, ta kanda, kolo bata sun nalu la ya, pena kolo tambu ki nalu la ya, chue tam ji rang sin ji tu si la da, kolo babi ki nalu la ya, chue tam ji rang sin ji madu si la, zu ni nangin ba chue tam ji rang sin ji madu si, ta kolo tami ki nalu la ya, rangi tsini duba da matu basiye tsini kolo tama kono la leba namba shewi chukos lodo tsini sun leba namba shes lodo dakanda tsini sun du rangi tsini duba du rangi tsini matu baris di inzang da rangi tsini duba zan kandere rangi duba zan kandere rangi ne duba zan kandere demba duba karis di cheba da sebo duta susu la leba yabu she duba ina.
So, in order to have a proper understanding of emptiness, we need to understand and how the emptiness is actually established by those established during the teachings of the turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma. Because when we look at the teachings of the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, there is a lot of discussions or the arguments of how things really exist. What is meant by lack of intrinsic reality? What is meant by emptiness? What is meant by suchness and thusness and so forth? So therefore, if you look at the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma teaches intrinsic identity and intrinsic reality, things that exist intrinsically by virtue of its own side, so, beginning from form all the way to the omniscience. And then, whereas if you look at the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, it teaches about lack of intrinsic identity and lack of intrinsic reality. All phenomena across the board, in an entire spectrum of phenomena, are lack of intrinsic identity and lack of intrinsic reality, beginning from form to form all the way to the omniscience. And it teaches about the lack of intrinsic reality. And then when it comes to the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, and it teaches about the differentiations, the difference between how things that really exist by its own side, and there are the category of the things that is imputational and how things that really exist and thoroughly and so forth.
Yeah, actually it's really cannot be clear, very is hard, even hard for me. I really don't know explain that. But I try to explain as much as I know. Really hard. Even I am not clear about this. Yeah, I just try to explain very roughly. Yeah, it's, yeah, very roughly, because yeah, I'm not clear, completely clear, you know. Now here I have you, I'm gonna check, are you clear or not clear? One question. Does not double color sutra?
Sutra school long.
I have a question to Mandy. Just kidding. Sutra, yeah? Does sutra assert Kalambalara?
No,
does sutra assert
school. Sutra school assert.
Yeah, does sutra school assert Demba Tuba color?
Truly existence.
Truly existence or not?
Phenomena. Oh.
Yes, yeah. How do they explain the truly existence? Truly existence. Truly is, what does truly mean there? How do they explain truly existence? Truly refers to what? Do you think so, Sutra? Does he assert all phenomena truly existence or not? No. Yeah? No, yeah. Yeah, do in sakan truly is it snello kola ya kalo slo do sambale truly se de ani ngosung la jane ngosung na yu to tuba insa kola demba tubas ta ina ya kwa gi demba tuba de inchi mijin duje gi chula ya do de beng duje chula de ji jeu da ta rang gi chini tuba rangje tuba se de chyo tamji la ya chyo tamji rang gi chini tuba yin rangje tuba yin slo da Tā kōsō tōngpa nīla tōsā yīn gāsā nōg dhani lē wār tā. Dō dēbē gī. Chūyō tāngjī rāng cīngi tūpa yīn, rāngjī tūpa yīn, yīnā chūyō tāngjī dēmbā tūpa yīn sī lōg mārā. Tā dhani nā yā sēn sāmbā kāng lē dū. Sēn sāmbē gī. Tā rāng kī cīngi tūpa, rāngjī tūpa, dēmbā tūpa tūsō jīpa jāgir. Dēmbā tūpa sī yādi ngōpū lān dēshī jāg mārā. Dēmbā tūpa sī yādi yāngwā yōntū. Dūmā sī yādi chūyō mā yīngi tūsō sāmbā. Ani rang chini duba rang chini duba demba duba yins ta kanda kala gur yontu dan
yontu dan xianwa
ha yontu dan xianwa le jin bi chuo de zo wo de yins la wo da an de ne ne o ma ba ge ya ka kan de wo da ta tian ji wa ge rang ji ba ge chuo dan ji rang chini duba re rang chini duba re chuo dan ji demba ma duba re zo da ta tian ji wa ge chuo dan ji rang chini ma duba re rāngshīn mātūpārī, dēmbā mātūpārī sī. Tā tī kāngā tōngbā nī sī, tōbā tī kāngā lī hōng tā kāngā.
So now you will see a different assertions of emptiness and mode of existence of things by the different philosophical tenets, different philosophical thoughts of schools. So here, in the sutra schools, when we speak about how things exist truly, the truly existence, are really referring to the phenomena that exists, existence of the self-characterized phenomena. Self-characterized phenomena, or the truly existence, and exists by virtue of its own side. So here now in this sutra schools, whether that particular phenomena is truly exist or not, it depends upon whether the particular phenomena is the apparent object. Object of appearance of the direct perceptions. So this is the definition of the true existence phenomena of sutra schools. If the things that becomes object of appearance of the direct perceptions, and that is true existence, but it's also self-characterized, you know, existence of phenomena, and that's also like composition, composite phenomena, and so forth. And then, so then, when it comes to the Manoli schools, then the Manoli schools differentiates the true existence by identifying the three characters. There's the thoroughly established character, there's the other power character, and there's the, you know, the imputational characters. So now, which characters are the truly existence asserted by the Manoli schools? Thoroughly established character and the, you know, other power character are said to be the truly existence. And then, when it comes to the Madhyamaka Svatantika school's standpoint, and then Madhyamaka Svatantika school states that everything that exists intrinsically and exist by its own characteristics, its own characteristically. However, they reject true existence. They negate the true existence of all phenomena. There's no such existence that is truly exist. There's no such phenomena that truly exists. So then, when it goes to the Madhyamaka Prasangika, then it rejects everything that is accepted, either just truly existence or the intrinsic existence or the self-characteristic existence of the self-characteristics are actually, you know, rejected across the board. And an entire spectrum of phenomena are said to be the lack of true existence, lack of intrinsic realities, lack of, you know, self-existence of the self-characteristic phenomena and so forth.
他刚才东巴尼斯的他刚才等待机让请你出马都是提纲的这些讲的他刚才跟大家没的大没的有些他刚才地上接起接把修行这些讲他刚才我说长夜到欧马的都是苍马拿路了呀欧马给拿路了呀公巴的是都是拿路了东巴尼拿下修行都没的他尼斯提纲的修行这些讲的提纲他刚才没的他尼斯多巴东巴尼斯给你讲的几个 刚才米的他尼个有就当了的呢，是吧？亚的马下子米个米的大个亚把那些个，把就煮的门煮煮的门都是人家就讲了种，他讲的，第一张他讲的安尼，我是上班也搞的是，你节气节把搞的些个是了都上班嘞，多么你些的，像那是修罗公公碰着我就多多些，别讲的人节气节搞了搞不多事，多少？第一张安尼搞了搞不多事，那像那是多么你的刚讲的搞不多事。
啊，你第一张，啊你修不进啊，结巴些大个，大个是你头脑一般都已经通不的是。第一张，啊你别家可能拿落来，你大个是写下就买的，卷就拿落来呀。东北你现在还过把瘾呢？东北你跟建筑，什么还过过来是？东北你干啥？卷就可能拿落来，大笔我了买的吧？第一我们才买是了，大笔我不干啥去，来吧落了买下把瘾呢？你第一我们在电话买住吧？ 东北人现在还过土嘛的，听说上半年俺那几东北人讲了，刚交给人都能着急的，俺那俺那那还过的是，听说俺那像那是刚到交给呢，俺那次俺那几只，像那是刚的交给东北人现在那里提纲了，俺那过啥子，俺那叔叔还过把的，你拿落来俺说写的结巴呢，也不要的是。
So now here, when it comes to the explanation of emptiness, we need to understand how things that exist mere imputed by terms and concepts. So therefore, we find a vast number of explanations, detailed explanations in the Madhyamaka's text, the text of middle texts, especially in the clear thoughts, the middle school, the clear thoughts of explanation of the clear thoughts of the middle school by Lama by Lama Tsongkhapa, the clear thoughts of middle school by Lama Tsongkhapa, where we find all kinds, those explanations of how things really exist, mere imputation of term and concepts. So therefore, we really need to go through this explanation, detailed explanation of this emptiness, and because without going through and listening the vast explanation of this emptiness, there's no room for meditating on emptiness. And because we all seems to pretty much happy or delighted towards meditating on emptiness, but if we are unable to understand this explanations, what is meant by emptiness, so there's simply no room for meditating on emptiness. It is therefore, if you look at the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, it says that to understand the lack of intrinsic reality, one must understand how do you actually negate that intrinsic reality first. You have to understand the object of negation, what is to be negated, and having negated that, what is to be established. So when we speak about emptiness, simply, suddenly we are speaking about something that is lacking. What is lacking? And that what is to be negated. Having negated, then you will have understanding in the place of negating something. So that is how you should understand your emptiness. Emptiness must be understood on the basis of first identifying the object of negation, and having identified this object of negation, then particular object must be negated. This will enable one to understand emptiness. So without which, there's simply no room for meditating on emptiness. So therefore, here, myself, I would be very happy to welcome all of you who are actually, engaging in practice of meditating on emptiness. If you have something to share with me, and I'll be more than happy to listen to your experience of meditating on emptiness.
For the mind only school, the table.
Yeah,
if you look at example table, it's an outer power nature.
Yeah.
Okay. So outer power nature on mind only school is a truly established, truly existent.
Yes.
However, the external object for my only school does not exist.
That's right.
External object,
yeah. Yeah, isn't table external object?
What? Don't you? I'm not sure.
First of all, Dhamma Dhruva Yenpe 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 Samzambe Chirin Kaagma Rabhista Kho Dhe Sishya.
Oh, Dukhakarade. Dha Samzambe Yenwaan Siyade Ani Yenwaan Siyade Kho Chidangi Jidna Chiyan La Tien Dhu Gubade Samzambe Khe Lengi Rhe Yes Lord. sen zambe ki chidan zhe de chidan ki ngazo ki oma kona ki nalo la ya oma ki nalo la ya da chidan ki shiro tundu juzu korang takara jayaro ani sen zambe ki shiro tundu juzu de la ya dutin chami sabi raba yengawa limbu shi tuba ina ani shiro tundu tuba asa la warda kanda inza sen zambe ki chidan shiro tundu juzu de duje ki chuzu de dutin chami sabi raba la dene tuba maresi Rabat samla den tuba maris. Inza, ani senzambe ki shuru tundu tuba de, ani dushe ki chue tuzu tuba de, rabat sam minbi ki, ani pasha setab ji. Di inza, ngaranzo ki tada dhani matta undu sambale ya, ngaso ki yashu, do deba dhaso ki, mi ki ambu ngosu, nai ambu ngosu, senji ja undu sambale, tumu mahinbi dachi miwaans la undu. De senzambe ki wanshi tuzu senji ja undu, Tumu maibi, rangi tumu maibi, ani daji bacha tinjungi ribaza, bacha la tene, bacha setos lauda, then deshi jabna chir, shuru tundu tuba zede, deshi chir. Ya, shuru tundu tuba zede zambale, shuru slajido, masu shuru slajido zambale, externals lauda, shuru slajido zambale, shibale lost, shibale shuru tubaji, shibale lost tubaji like a shir, dinza, sen zambegi, Shibale lost, Shibale shuru to Tubajina, Shibale zejin chandu, Shibale zejin chabaina, and Shibale zeji maimba chandu dinza, Chuetamji, Shibale zeji bare, Shibi danis and tubares and daganda, deshi de jatan nidoji. Dinza, Sinsambegi, Chuetanji kanda, Zutan zunzi, semi zejin, tumasede, tumbani tumble jaw. Dinza, Sinsambegi da, Gaja ginalulaya. Tombani gaja de la senzamba korangi. Tata digana tu, senzambegi, tombani gaja si undu zambale, toba yishila tibi gaja da, tomi wanshila tibi, tawi gaja se, tombani tawi gaja de la nishi unda. O dushi undu zambale, shurus lodu zambale, shibale loose, shibale jejins, dinza, dinne deshi jondu, senzambe chudan shibale jejimari, jeji ris, jeji indangas lodu zambale. Ko tuzuli loz shiba tuzuli mundu shiba tuzuli ko takara tujas. Ina ko ming tongu mundu karit yegu mundu laya jura. O chona pacha se maris. Pacha se tabji tubare lor da kanda. Pena chorangi mishi la tongi chozu de. Chorangi mishi agi matongi padu. Chona chozu de. Chorangi mishi yudu jibi chozu de tugu mare. Ta chorangi mishi yudu jibi chozu de kadu tugu sula de zambale. Pacha mishi gi. Digging Pacha Sessona, Taharan Choran chose the jewelries. Choran Tonson, a tuber, Choran Matoson, a madubers. Ra Tomba de Pacha
Michel,
all as home, Mopuchas.
Lasso. Sure, that thing ate by Deba Chen and Rimchi Sumato. It did Kanga Barim Yungu Maria, Ring Tadirwa.
Lasso,
did chase on Lamsa Sumar, which
has on Yamala.
Thunder day. The Chiro don't to be at the Tutani soon bar.
Lazo.
The two sold on that direction.
Lazo,
what Chiro didn't do so to not see. So here, you know, the in a minority school, the standpoint of minority schools, the acceptance of non existence of the external phenomena. So there are two different ways in which the ways of accepting the non-existence of the external phenomena. So the one way of not accepting and rejecting this external phenomena by this particular school. It's because there's no such thing that exist by the compilation of the subtle atoms, or in other words, the subtle atoms that lacks the directions, the parts. That lacks the parts, the partless particle. There's no such that if things exist, externally, if there is such external things that exist, then it should be the compilation of the parts, particles. It should be the composition of the parts, particles. So therefore, there's no such compilation of parts, particles that files up and becomes an external object. So therefore, there's no such existence of external object. That's a one way of rejecting the external object. And so then where it says however the things that exist that appears to one's consciousness appears because of the manifestation of your imprints, the latency of one's consciousness. When the latency of this one's consciousness manifests, then that particular object appears to your consciousness. So therefore, if you think very carefully in this particular schools, then there is no, separate substantial existence of one's own consciousness and that of that object. But rather, this particular object is a mere entity of this mind, the particular mind. So this is one way of explaining this. So therefore, if you look at the definition of the sense, sense direct perceptions of Sutra school and the Manuali school, there's a difference, right? There's a difference in the definition of the direct perceptions of Sutra school and Manuali schools. The Sutra school is made by, coming into being or the depending upon the exclusive conditions of the faculty, which is the faculty exists in a way of a form. Exclusive conditions, depending upon exclusive condition, you're referring to the faculty. Whereas in the Manuali schools, when they comes to the definition of this direct sense perceptions, they do not really say that perception, dependent upon its exclusive, faculty condition, but rather it says it's by the manifestation of the imprints, that particular, direct perception is dependent upon the exclusive, latency, the manifestation of the latencies. So then this is, everything, what it really entails here is now, everything that appears towards one's own consciousness, including sense consciousness and so forth, appears to oneself by the manifestation of this latency. It is not there is certain object, objectively, or the certain that object exists in, externally, but rather this particular object appears to this particular mind is by the manifestation of the latency, manifestation of the imprints of the particular, consciousness. So, and therefore, this is one way of, explaining the lack of, there's no such phenomena that exist externally. So then, another way of explaining is, there is not a single phenomena that exists externally, because everything that appears to one's consciousness and the consciousness are the same substantial entity. There's no such separate substantial entity, but rather they are same substantial entity. They're substantial entity. So therefore, there's no such, external phenomena exist. So then here in the binary school, rather it is said to be the lack of the separate substantial entity of subject and object is said to be the emptiness. The emptiness, the subtle level of emptiness is defined defined by this particular school is the lack of substantial lack of separate substantial entity, lack of separate substantial entity of mind and object, or the subject and an object, is the subtle level of emptiness. So so then here the table in front of me, the table in front of me appears to you, appears to one's own consciousness. And when this appears to one's own consciousness, it is your own, your this particular consciousness, exclusive object of this particular consciousness. And this particular exclusive object of this particular consciousness coming into being due to the manifestation of latency of this particular consciousness. And then, so there is no such, timing difference between the existence of this particular table and then the consciousness that perceived this particular table. But this is simultaneous. Simultaneous existence, acceptances of simultaneous existence of the subjective mind and objective phenomena. But this is very exclusive, proponent of this particular school of thought. 大概那种什么解释？像多少人打的？
那是哦。人生差什么的？打打打，差是的，你们会有对起。Oh, time is. 那不就读书有些？那是什么？那是读书有些，给教的。那是。那是。那打打的，那是啥意思？那是。So
we'll stop here today.
Okay, sure.
So we say other power.
Yeah, because we say other powers depends on causes and conditions. So are these causes and conditions the same entity of the mind, not outside the mind?
Yeah. This all are cause of condition is same and, entity of mind. Yeah.
And what are they?
Yeah, because they say all phenomena is right. Same entity of mind because cause and condition is.
So, yeah. Can Rinpoche give some example of those causes and condition within the mind? What are they?
With entity of mind means doesn't mean within mind. Yeah. Yeah, imprint. Yeah, ripen imprint. Yeah. Yeah. Usually, this we say in sense on the ngasogi chidangi ngasogi duchami sabi rapa some latin tumar lejora some da the chigor da kanda.
That's
right. The nyamdu le ya chugur de. No. The so latin the chugur de pena ngasogi du tumam du ba latin the tuba the kelengi de. The some latin the tumar is a ko some da jagor. 你说恰上我就主要的考虑是主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主要的主
composition of those, not mere composition of the subtle, particles, particles. We talked about earlier that there's no such that really exists mere, composition of the partless particles. Everything that exists is mere the manifestation of the latency or the imprint of the mind.
If we just like yeah, just like example, like when we seed, yeah, put seeds in the form, yeah. Form just like his example, like maybe your example, like this other power, yeah. Like if we grow seeds in the form. In the farm, yeah. Farm. When we grow seeds in the farm, yeah, then they have cause of condition like we need water, we need soil, everything, yeah. Water, soil, everything, yeah. Yeah.
Other power given that all phenomenal are it's a emanation of the mind, right? It's a imprint ripen in your mind. So what will be the example of that other power? I mean, remember before we said that cause and condition, right? Mm-hmm. So what's that cause and condition? It's only the imprint ripen, is that the cause and condition?
Yeah, only imprint ripen.
Okay, only imprint. So that other power really specifically is saying is imprint ripen.
Yeah, if no imprint ripen, there's no result. If no imprint ripen, yeah.
Imprint needs something to trigger that ripen.
Imprint
needs something to bring it up.
Imprint means like you have like already put imprint, like even like we say like in like or in mind only school, you grow something in the farm, you show action something, yeah, you have already imprint in previous life or before, you have something imprint already in your mind, you have already, even you want to talk with something, yeah, you already treat imprint in your mind. When this imprint ripen, then this will come out. Like maybe you have already put imprint in something, yeah, in your mind. Just like yeah, mazum homa susu is same kala ya, bacha jasans da kanda chiee. Then the singa sabon do chida pa ina sabon do niya da kanda debu chiee yo pa da do sama mazum ki bacha jia chiee ani sabon do ya ki bacha jia bacha ti ki nubi ki thala dene ko an dusu ya debu zmeas la ora.
So you know everything that you do, you already implanted the imprints previously within your continuum. For instance, you are actually planting a seed, and you are planting a seed at this time, but the imprints of the planting that particular seed is already implanted within your continuum in your previous life.
Okay, good question. Oh, Nimala.
How old?
That is Jiman's Nade, also December 14th. Ani Chinda Chini Bege, Seba Shila is.
Less or less. Chinda Chini with Seba Shila, I don't
know. Chinda Chini with Seba Shila.
Less or less.
I think so. My only school is that's enough, yeah?
Less or
less. Yeah, maybe we are mine only school. December 14, ani ngaso mine only. December 4.
December 14 or 4.
December 4 is on last.
Oh, last.
December 4, 4 and 11, yeah.
Last.
Okay, December 4 and 11. Yeah, on.
Last.
December 4 and 11. What we should? We continue teach mine only school or not? Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Ani ngaso jila December. Chinda chini we tari shilan jiyo ni mala.
Last one. Thank 공리해 공도 해